The folks that have made us who we are, the folks that maybe changed us because of some maybe small thing that they did, but it was significant to us and it changed the direction of our lives. And so we decided to spend a couple Sundays in August focusing on our local superheroes. Now, don't get me wrong, these people didn't do these things to be superheroes. They were being themselves. And the people which they affected so much named them superheroes. And so these are people who, because of the way they were or something they did, you are the... I didn't read that right, did I? It was such a deep theological thought, and it's just gone. No. So these are people who, because of the way they were or something that they did, you are the person that you are. You are the person that you are. Now, we're going to do this again on August 16th. All right? So what I want you to do, I want you to get a pen or a pencil and your connection cards out. And there's plenty of lines on the back of that for you to write. And now, I'm not implying that you're like me, but with me, if I don't have something to write a thought down, I forget it, right? And so I just want you to have that handy in case a thought comes to you and you want to write it down. I invite you to do that. You can obviously email me at ericdirks@firstchurchwarsaw.org, or you can call the office as well with people who have been superheroes in your life. Now, before we begin, I chose the book of James because it just seemed perfect for this. James is a book of the Bible that I have loved for a long time. It was my dad's favorite book of the Bible, and I heard him talk about it so much, it soon became my favorite book of the Bible. You see, I am a simple-minded man, and James is very straightforward and very easy to understand. It talks about very basic things in how to be a Christian, how a Christian should live, how we should treat others in our Christian walk. The section that we're drawing from today has one of the most famous sayings in the Bible in it. And that saying is this, it's verse 26, "Just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead." Now, my understanding of James is not that James is works righteous. In other words, that's not to say that you are saved by your works. I don't believe that's what James is saying at all. However, a concept that today we would call Wesleyan comes out of James. And that concept is this: your faith will be seen by others by the works that you do, the words that you use, the way that you treat those who are powerless. Your faith will be seen by others by the works that you do, the words that you use, and the way you treat those who are powerless. Now, John Wesley. Anybody ever heard of John Wesley? John Wesley, along with his brother, was one of the founders of the Methodist movement in the 1700s. And that movement became what we call now the United Methodist Church. And John Wesley took two principles: social holiness and personal holiness. Now, social holiness is this act of living out your faith. All right? There are churches that they feed the hungry, they clothe the poor, they do awesome, awesome things. But if you were to worship with them, weeks on end, you would never hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, because their focus is doing the work. There are other churches in which you go to church every Sunday, you hear that you're a sinner and that you need to be saved, and Jesus Christ is the way of salvation, and those churches focus on your personal holiness, your personal walk with Jesus Christ. Now, one thing I love about the United Methodist Church, and quite honestly, it's one reason why I'm a United Methodist pastor, is that John Wesley took this idea of social holiness, living out the gospel, and this aspect of personal holiness, being in relationship with God, and put them together and said, you know what, like James says, if you truly are a Christian, you will walk and talk and act like a Christian. And others will know that you're a Christian. They won't need to hear the internal dialogue in your head because they will understand that you are a Christian by the way you talk, by the way you treat those who are powerless, by the way you act. Does that make sense? Social holiness, personal holiness. Thank you, Grandma. This is their second service today, so...